listener production.
Hey there, I'm Anne Stone with your news briefing. House prices are on the rise around Australia. New data shows they've risen by 0.13% in March. Sydney, Perth and Melbourne had the biggest increases, while Adelaide continues to be the best performing market. The Liberals are favourite to hang on to the federal Victorian seat of Aston in today's by-election. Opposition leader Peter Dutton saying cost of living pressures and rising bills are some of the main issues for voters.
And Australian families have only seen their power prices, they've only seen the bill at the checkout, they've only seen the bill at the Bowser go up and up and up under Labor. So the cost of living pressures are real for families and small businesses.
More Aussies can now get antivirals to treat COVID. More than 160,000 people between the ages of 60 and 69 can now access Paxlovid. Donald Trump will be fingerprinted and photographed in a New York courthouse, but he won't be handcuffed. He's become the first former US president to face criminal charges in a case involving alleged hush money paid to former porn star Stormy Daniels. Trump's due in court on Tuesday. The Pope is set to be released from a Rome hospital in time to take part in a Palm Sunday service. The 86-year-old has been treated for bronchitis. And tomorrow marks the end of daylight saving across some parts of Australia. Clocks going back an hour tonight in New South Wales, the ACT, Victoria, South Australia and Tasmania. AFL action moves to Tasmania this afternoon. The Kangaroos taking on Hawthorn. Other games on today as round three continues sees the Giants up against Carlton. While tonight it's Essendon and the Saints, while the Crows and Port do battle in the showdown. While the Magpies are unbeaten after a 14-point win over Richmond last night. While in NRL action, the Sea Eagles take on the Knights as round five action continues. The Dolphins up against the Dragons, while tonight it's the Broncos and West Tigers. Last night, defending premiers Penrith smashed the Raiders 53-12, while the Storm beat the Rabbitohs 18-10. And qualifying's on this afternoon for the Australian Grand Prix in Melbourne. There's talk about it becoming a night race by 2030. CEO Andrew Westacott telling Channel 9 there's a 15-year contract in place.
15 years gives lots of options for the government to work through with the corporation and Formula One, but what we do need to do is get bigger capacities because the crowds are just going to grow here, I can tell you that.